There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is with us. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, us being you and me. I'm Doug Steffen. I can go through a list of probably 897,000 names of people who are listening to us right now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. So, Michael, would you rather I went through the 893,000 names, or should we go through just the 10 top stories of the week?
That's hilarious. Could you imagine a radio show that names?
Take all the names of people listening, and let's do a marathon. You pledge a dollar for every time I read a new name. Yeah.
I used to have a gimmick when I was doing a daily talk show. I used to say, I have a meter here that tells me exactly how many people are listening, and according to it, right now, there are 3 people listening.
Ah.
And then I said, uh-oh, only 2. Oh, my gosh, only one. Nobody's listening, and then you call, I'm listening.
Uh-huh. That sort of reminds me.
The people meter now, you know?
A little bit about, not that I want to talk about the convention in New York last week later in the program, but I'm reminded of what Jim Bohannon did as he introduced some of the winners at the noontime gathering through the day. There are lots of different events that go on, and then you schedule at noontime or during the middle of the session the awards to be given to all the various people in the various categories. And Bohannon was the master of ceremonies. He's a master at doing that, and he was just sort of poking fun at the number of people who are running for the Republican nomination or just running for president during that. And we could list them. That would be a good talk show, as it's how about all those people who are running? Let's just keep it. And here's the way you win the contest. If I repeat a name, you call us and you'll win $100.
That's very funny. And no repeat weekend.
No repeat weekend. That's it. Go through the names and don't repeat them.
All right. Well, here are our stories. At number 10, Golden State Warriors won the NBA title. It was a very, very interesting playoff. And the Blackhawks of Chicago, they won the Stanley Cup. And, boy, are they celebrating in Chicago. Our friends in Chicago are just beside themselves.
Happy to remind them, the people that live in Chicago and everybody else, that not even Boston has won as many times in the various categories as the Chicago teams have. Maybe that's because there are 2 baseball teams there. I bring that
well,
up.
Well, the Chicago Cubs really, really have fallen short. They have the curse of the goat. The Boston Red Sox have the curse of the Bambino.
Right.
You know, whenever there's a long drought in sports, they have a curse. They come up with a curse, and there was the Billy Goat. And I'm not going to get into it now, but anybody who's interested in go Google the curse of the goat and the Chicago Cubs. The fans of the Chicago Cubs are what they call in sports long-suffering fans. The Cubs have not won a championship since, I think, there were 2 species of humans, Homo sapiens and Neanderthals. I mean, they go back a long way.
And talk radio listeners. There are actually 3 species.
Oh, yeah. And number 9, a woman to be on the $10 bill.
Oh, no!
Think of something. Oh, my God!
Run.
What happened to our country?
Yes.
And the hey, I love this one because it takes the heat off of my Patriots with their Inflategate. The St. Louis Cardinals are under investigation for hacking into the Houston Astros database.
Did you see that the woman who was tossed one of those Deflategate balls is putting it up for auction on eBay, and the starting bid is $25,000?
I didn't know that. That's outrageous.
That's not outrageous.
Oh, my gosh.
God. Sure, yeah. I bet you they'll get twice that for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. At number 8, we have the TTP trade deal and tied with the New York prisoner search. At number 7, U.S.-Russian military tensions. At 6, we have EU uncertainty and the Greek debt. At number 5, the Pope's climate change encyclical. Very big story, the Pope coming out about the environment and science. Fascinating. ISIS military.
And going to church, maybe.
Excuse me?
And going to church, maybe once in a while, when you're thinking about the environment, go to church. That'd be
okay.
A nice thing. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
At number 4, the ISIS military progress. I don't like that word progress. I have to speak to our editorial department about that. You know, progress always sounds like it's good, even though for them, I guess.
It's movement.
Possible. Yeah. The Rachel Dolezal, am I pronouncing her right name?
Dolezal,
right?
Yes.
Right. Dolezal,
yep,
case.
Yep, yep.
That is just total human interest at number three. Number two, Charleston church slayings and the gun control issue. And number one, we have the 2016 presidential prospects, and the big story within that story is Trump enters the race. I think he's serious this time. I think he's the only one serious, but about him, but he's serious.
All right.
Here are the big people. At number 10, LeBron James and Stephen Curry. Vladimir Putin's at 9. 8 is John Boehner. 7 is Pope Francis. 6 is Rachel Dolezal. 5 is Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Rick Santorum, and Rick Perry, each 1/4 of number 5. At number 4, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. At number 3, Lindsey Graham and Jeb Bush, whose campaign is off to somewhat of a large, loud thud. And Donald Trump is at number 2. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Isn't it interesting? Donald Trump is ahead of Jeb Bush, who's supposedly the front runner, but he's not front running that well.
Yeah. Well, there's all of this, the sort of contrived situations that come with people making fun of him for the same reasons all the time. Regardless of how you take your shots at him, he still has a lot to say. A lot of people identify, including yours truly. I identify with a lot of the positions that he espouses. Whether he's a clown or he's not a clown, he's talking about a lot of things that the others aren't, other than he and Rand Paul. I don't see anybody on the Republican side, just for my taste, that is really discussing the issues. The rest of there's a lot of baloney. Most of them are taking shots at each other instead of talking about the issues. What a wasted opportunity. And even though I think Donald Trump will take shots at other people for sure, and be goaded into it by the news media, he'd be happy to do it, he still has 4 or 5 positions, Michael, that are quite salient, I think, anyway.
All right. Well, I mean, obviously, I will not argue that with you because I don't want to get into a political discussion.
No, I don't either.
Other than to say Donald Trump does at least walk along the border of being...
there's no business really like show business. That's what you want to say.
I find whenever I agree with him, I always say to myself, that's the part of my psyche that I'm not proud of.
But you can agree without it necessarily becoming something that is just about him, because there's a general consensus oftentimes when it comes to some of these things. It's common sense, and it just happens, well, he agrees. But listen to all these other people who agree as well. All right, let's pause for a moment, and we'll continue talking about all of these items that are important and generic to the News Talk Radio world. The charts for the week of June 15th to 19th are what we're focused on here. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's going to be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. We've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents. 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from $159. Plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
The review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You've interviewed a lot of people who are in the political world, presidents you've interviewed, candidates you've interviewed. I was thinking that I asked you, but I don't know if I did on the air, whether or not you'd ever met or interviewed Donald Trump.
I met Donald Trump. I never interviewed him.
Yeah, okay.
I met him, chatted with him, but I have not interviewed Donald Trump.
And what did you take away from the conversation that was positive?
Nothing.
Okay.
He was arrogant and standoffish.
Really?
But this was years ago. This was a long time ago before he was even in this level of perception that he's a presidential candidate. This was prior to him even being a reality TV show star. He was just a famous financier, realtor, real estate mogul. You know, he was well known for being rich and powerful, and you know, he used to be involved in a lot of scandals with his wife and his wives, and you know, all that kind of stuff. So that's when I met him.
Yeah.
I cannot say that I am up to speed on the latest incarnation of Donald Trump, who's basically a world class, you know, media exhibitionist.
Very good choice
of words. I coined this term recently,
uh-huh.
And it seems to have resonance. I would never call anybody a media whore.
No,
That's a very negative term.
Yeah.
But a positive or a non-judgmental way of saying it is there are certain people that show signs of media exhibitionism. Mm. That means they just love attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go out in the media even if it means talking about parts of their life that are not anything to be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people like that. They're
in
society.
Mm, of course.
I think he has a certain amount of media exhibitionism in him.
Yep, I think you're right about that. There are people who don't seem to know any better or don't know when to keep their mouth shut,
mm-hmm.
and so they become a punching bag, but he doesn't. When you understand his history, the fact he came from a wealthy family, his father gave him $2 million, I believe, on his either 18th or 21st birthday to use to set up a business or invest or do whatever he wanted to. And from that to this, he's created about a $9 billion empire. He was very happy to give out his financials, too, which I thought was interesting, because a lot of people that run for office. Remember when Howard Stern ran for the governor of New York, and it looked like he might have a serious chance of when he was going to run as an independent.
Libertarian.
Yeah.
He ran as a libertarian.
Yeah, right, okay.
Right.
And he refused to, he says, I'm not going to tell everybody what my financial status is. And that does keep some people away from doing these sorts of things. And I wonder sometimes whether that's really necessary or not. But the Donald was, hey, you'd see all of the, in that crowd.
More than that, Trump said that that's the reason he's running, that he should be president because
he knows how to make money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well,
all right. Well, beside the actors that were there, there were a number of people that were interested in all of that. We'll talk more about it in a few moments here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, or Talkers Magazine of Talkers.com, is the star in the spotlight here in this hour of the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, going through the numbers, going through the stories, the people, some of the ancillary discussion topics that develop or we develop ourselves here. And one of the things we've been talking about is Donald Trump and his need to have media attention. He has done well. Maybe he has a good staff. I don't know. But one of the things that comes out when he goes out into the public and starts talking about his wealth, that old issue which the Pope brought up this week. Number five on the countdown is the Pope's climate change encyclical, in which he focuses on richer nations and poorer nations and how they can deal with the problems that people have who don't have any money. You know, what's their world like? How do they live? How can we make it better? And one of the ways we can make it better is to have the climate stabilized by not using so much fossil fuel. So I wonder how that has been viewed. Now the Pope is getting into controversial areas that he hasn't been into before. How is the talk radio world treating him, do you think?
Happened is the Pope has gotten into the political fray by, talking about the political football known as the climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Which really shouldn't be a political football. I mean, the fact that global warming and climate change and all of these scientific principles have become politicized in the United States, where they are political first and scientific second and sociological and, humanitarian third, is really frightening, because these are not political issues. These are issues that affect everybody. It has nothing to do with politics. So the Pope is now a figure that's being criticized by those on one side of the political view of climate change, and he's been supported by those on the other side of that issue, the political sides. So he's become a political figure.
So the News Talk Radio people would tread lightly because he's popular. Do you think he took that into consideration when he took this stand? Because there are a lot of folks, again, who I noticed some of the members of the U.S. Senate were taking shots at him, or not necessarily at him, they were taking shots at what he said. I think it's very difficult for anybody to take shots at him and come out of it well. I think you can...
There's a very fine line between if you take a shot at the Pope, whether you're taking a shot at the man, whether you're taking a shot at the institution known as the Catholic Church,
mm-hmm.
whether you're taking a shot at the faith known as Catholicism, or whether you're taking a shot at the followers of the faith.
Yeah.
This is murky territory,
mm-hmm.
and most politicians are very careful about what they say. They measure their remarks. They think about the consequences. And there's more to lose than to gain by attacking the Pope.
Well, there are a lot of people who are religionists who are thin-skinned. Remember when that Bill Maher movie came out, Religiosity? That was,
yep,
I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And what a stir that created. I've not ever been a fan of Bill Maher's, but I thought that movie was quite interesting. And the people, as usual, well, there are a number of movies that have come out along. Remember when, wasn't it the movie about Christ that Mel Gibson produced, the Catholic Church announced it and nobody had seen it?
Right.
Seems to me there are those examples, and that's what I mean by some folks being thin-skinned about these things on either
people
side.
People are sensitive about their religion. I mean, let's face it. Sensitivity about religion has been one of the driving forces of warfare and strife.
Yep.
Look at what's going on today with Islam. Look at the sensitivity that the Muslim world or what we call the radical Muslims, however you want to look at it, have about the cartoons,
yeah,
and the depiction of Muhammad and all of that. Sensitivity about religion has caused war and death.
It's mostly the cause of war and death associated with war. People arguing over their beliefs. My God is better than your God. My religion is better than your religion. That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right. In a moment, we're going to review the Talkers Convention in New York. That's up next here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen back again on this week's Talk Radio Review, the Hot Hits in Talk Radio, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is produced by and helped by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Each year, Michael Harrison, as the editor and publisher of Talkers, brings all of his force, which is considerable in the business, brings a group of hundreds of people together in New York from the talk radio world, and we discuss the issues as to how they're being handled. Not the issues of the day, but what are we doing to enhance what our business is about? And without making it too inside, perhaps you would review with us some of the things that you think, well, you can see sooner or later as the editing staff works on most of the meeting was held in a really nice venue and videoed, so you'll be able to see it at Talkers Television.
Well, basically, this show was on the weekend of Father's Day, right? And
yes, it's Father's Day weekend, yes.
Father's Day weekend.
Yep.
So starting this coming week, every day we will be putting up another video of a different session, and over the next couple of weeks, they'll all be up on talkers.com, which gives anybody in the world for free the opportunity to see the actual all of it. It'd be like being there.
Yeah.
We have wonderful video. And for those interested in the medium, those interested in the business of talk radio, this is a fabulous behind-the-scenes look at what the leaders of the industry are talking about in terms of the future of talk radio.
And so what did Michael Harrison glean? What do you think as an observer, somebody who goes to Talkers and watches on Talkers Television this day-long session, what would you like people to take away from it, or what did you get out of it that was most significant?
Well, I think that there's a tremendous amount of dedication and optimism in the industry to continue the legacy and the work of talk radio into the 21st century and move beyond the fears and the pessimism that have a lot of people thinking radio is dying or that people are no longer interested in the subject matter that people talk about on the radio. I think that's the most important thing that I could say that would be of value to our listeners. Internally, I think that there are a lot of issues that have to be dealt with. It's very hard to figure out how to get accurate ratings. The advertising agencies demand ratings. It's very hard right now to get them accurate with people listening on different platforms. Platforms meaning online, on satellite, podcasts, on demand, and on AM and FM radio. These are all issues that we deal with. The economy affects everybody who's involved in anything having to do with the selling of advertising. Controversy and political correctness are always an issue in our industry, because if we can't be controversial or we have to worry about stepping on toes, we really can't have honest dialogues that have value beyond just, you know, yak, yak, yak.
But we can't. Yakking. In certain circumstances, you know it and I know it. I told the story in the panel that I was on at the convention of the radio station I've been on for 14, 15 years down in Florida, that took me off a week or so ago because the lady who owns the station was upset with me. She got 11 phone calls from listeners who said that I was in favor of gay marriage. Those words never came out of my mouth, ever have they ever come out of my mouth. I happen to believe that people ought to do what is best for them, and it's nobody else's business, but I've never said that I was in favor of gay marriage. But yet, because of the approach that I took to the conversation of live and let live, it was interpreted by some in the audience, and so they called this lady, and she said, oh my God, we can't have that on our radio station. My heavens, look at where we are. So after 14 years, I was taken off the air for something I didn't say. And it isn't that controversial to begin with, except in people in areas where there is a thin skin. And I wonder if that doesn't hold true for the discussion of the Supreme Court decision this past week, Michael, where the ability of a state to uphold regulations that say you cannot have, in this case, a Confederate flag on your car or around a license plate because the state regulates and owns the license plates. So as a result of that, in South Carolina, after the shooting, those church slayings there, South Carolina has the Confederate flag, I believe on the state house or some, maybe a city, really, I'm not sure exactly where it was, but it's apparently now multiplying, the Confederate flag at half staff, because of apparently the support some people think for the message that came from this kid who killed those nine people in that church. So, you know, if I say I think that this whole thing with the Confederate flag is anti-American because that is not our flag, somebody will call me out and say, well, our people in this South Carolina town say that the flag is legitimate and we should be able to show, well, okay, that's fine, but you're going to take me off the air because I said I don't approve of that? I mean, that's what we are talking about. That's what came out of this convention, at least in part. What is it that you can say anymore that doesn't offend somebody and get you tossed off a radio station?
Yeah, well, one of the reasons this has happened is because talk radio, the corporatization of talk radio, the research and the drive to get ratings has turned it into preaching to choirs as opposed to just preaching to interested people who want dialogue and different points of view. Mm-hmm. And if you have a radio station that preaches to a choir, that you're telling people what they want to hear, and that you're developing an audience by reconfirming what they already believe, then it's like going on a radio station that plays country music and playing Led Zeppelin. Yeah. If you say something that goes against the message that the audience expects. And that's why this is happening. It's not only a free speech issue, but it has its roots in a broadcasting issue and a marketing issue. And it's very problematic and it's very complicated. So I would prefer to see talk radio stop preaching to choirs and be more open, controversial with different points of view and argue these different points of view rather than confirm to people, you're right for thinking this, and isn't it terrible that blah, 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 and we shouldn't be having this blah, 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 because that, you know, that has diminishing returns, and that's really the issue that talk radio is facing right now. How to get back into a position where it's more diverse and more open to many different points of view and finds an audience that likes that, as opposed to taking the easy way out and preaching to the choir and then finding a choir that needs to be preached to and just telling people, shining people on, telling people what they want to hear, as opposed to provoking them, stimulating them, educating them, and giving them a chance to test out their ideas in the open marketplace of ideas.
Mm-hmm. It's Michael Harrison, as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He is the special guest. The spotlight is on him and his information and his thoughts here in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Sick? Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
I love watching an eagle soar overhead, and I remember all too well when they were almost all gone. So we now have laws protecting them. I find it odd that the government has decided to allow them to be killed by wind generators, while others are fined and even jailed for accidentally doing so. I like the idea of renewable energy sources, but if we look through the lens of liberty, it becomes clear that this policy violates one of the most essential American principles, equal justice under the law. Americans do not believe in prosecuting violations by some and ignoring others just because the politicians happen to like some types of businesses. The American free enterprise system is based on the simple principle that all are entitled to fair and equal treatment. Fairness matters.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We're North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring, and we've got 10 million square feet of top quality floors for as much as 77% less than other stores. Get over 200 styles of real pre-finished hardwood from just 49 cents, 40 styles of beautiful bamboo from 159, plus deals on popular American and European laminates and more from an incredible 39 cents. And pay no interest until 2017. Hurry, clearance sale's going on now. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Let's wrap up our conversation with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. You can find that at Talkers.com along with Talkers Radio and Talkers Television every week. A lot of stimulation because Michael takes the tact that he espouses on the air here. Lots of variety, lots of different faces, lots of points of view, lots of different kinds of information, which is what you and I grew up on when it came to talk radio. Now it seems to, for the most part, be one direction or another. Although I think one of the panels at the convention, or actually a couple of them, for me, what I took away from it was that the panels were all aimed at finding solutions for problems.
Yeah.
And so that's really what the there are all kinds of problems. Some of them have to do with the audience. Some of them have to do with content. Some of them have to do with the host. Some of that, you know, you can come up with any number of problems. And I happen to, as an aside, be given an opportunity to talk about the new ag show that I'm doing, The American Family Farmer, as a solution to a problem. And so there are other people like Joy Brown find solutions to problems. People like Dave Ramsey find solutions to problems. Clark Howard finds solutions to problems. Can we say that about there are a lot of people that are doing political talk radio that think they have the solution, vote our way. Well, I suppose that's a way.
Well, with political talk radio, quite often the solution to the problem is just another problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you replace one problem with another problem.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems of politics in America. Mm-hmm. And this has gone on for years. The pendulum swings from one solution, and then that doesn't work. It goes back to the other one. It's like two wrong sides trying to figure out the answer. It's an argument between one guy is saying 2 + 2 = 5, and the other one's saying, no, 2 + 2 = 3.
But then there are certain hosts who have a following and a reputation. I think it's clear, and it's been, I think there was something about it in Talkers a week or so ago, someone speculating that if you want to be a serious political candidate in the Republican Party, you better get on Sean Hannity's program to be taken seriously. Is that good? It's good that he's well known for that. Is that good for, I don't mean necessarily his program and him, but in, I mean, it gives him a cause célèbre. It gives him recognition. He certainly is well known. So is that a good thing? Is that the right?
It's neither good nor bad. It's just a thing. It is what it is.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. It's not good or bad. It could be good or it could be bad.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a state at this moment. There always are kingmakers.
Yep.
So if it's Sean Hannity within the primary function of the Republican Party at this particular time, fine. If it wasn't him, it'd be someone else.
Right. Now, the same can be.
Just like right now, Tom Hartman plays a very big role in the Democratic primary.
Yes. As a liberal host who's probably the most popular of all the people that are doing focused talk from the left. He has a lot of exposure on radio and television, does a lot of writing, that sort of thing. So that makes good sense. And then is it the same thing if we have someone that's, for example, like if, if it weren't for the fact that Trump was running for something and he wanted to talk about money issues and how to get rich, he'd go on to Dave Ramsey's program, perhaps.
Yeah.
Or,
but I'll tell you, I think Trump is a sideshow. I think the fact that Trump
Used a better example.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett.
I'm switching gears on you, but we're running out of time. I think that Trump is an example of the media sideshow that the media loves to do for its own sake to create interesting copy, because you can be sure Trump will not be one of the four, the final four.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the final four are Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Hillary Clinton, and believe it or not, Bernie Sanders.
Really?
That's your final four. That's my prediction.
So let's go. Let's finish on Rachel Dolezal and follow up on what you just said in terms of what it is that so fascinates people about her and her case and how it's been taken apart by people on the radio. And she's been taken apart.
Yeah, see, my view, if I were a talk show host, I would say this has nothing to do with race. This has nothing to do with transgender, that bringing that in. This is just some very strange lady.
Yeah.
This is a human
interest story. She needs some help.
This is a strange lady who's operating in her own space and has pulled off somewhat of an imposter situation. And the question is whether or not she's mentally unbalanced, whether or not she's a fraud, whether or not she's kind of kooky, but I don't think it represents any kind of movement, whereas, you know, the Bruce Caitlyn Jenner thing is a movement. This is just a peculiar story, and, you know, I don't want to say she's nuts, because who am I to say that, but it comes under the category of, is she wacky?
Yeah.
Do you follow me? I don't think it has any roots in any kind of racial sociological movement. It's isolated, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah. There's nobody getting hurt here in reality, whereas if you focus on the kind of incredible antisocial behavior of this kid who shot up to church in Charleston, here's a whole different, but people say, well, that woman is insane. Well, this kid was insane. But we will tend to now polarize on that discussion, because a lot of people say, how did this kid get a gun? Did he get it legally? And we'll wrap for a week and a half or two. We'll be talking about gun control instead of the deaths of these nine people. Yes?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's apples and oranges. Very different stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, this is all part of the mix of conversation. I think the Dolezal case is very interesting, but just for its own sake.
Yeah.
It's interesting. People are funny, you know?
They are. Hey, how about a TV show? What do you say? People are funny. Let's see if you and I can get that together, and maybe we'll get it on the air. Michael Harrison, we're referring to the old Art Linkletter show, folks. 8 What am I going to give a phone number? I don't think so. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Time now for our visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. He joins us here each week to overview some of the issues, the legal aspects of some of the top stories, news talk stories of the week. The St. Louis Cardinals hacking investigation. What can the Houston Astros do to the Cardinals in terms of the of course, now it's allegation, but pretty much it seems to be a fait accompli. So is this boys will be boys, or does somebody get sued over this?
Remember the movie Moneyball, and it was about Billy Beane and how he revolutionized baseball management.
Brad Pitt was in that, I think, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that type of statistical analysis, which baseball had been hesitant to embrace, is now done a lot. And the general manager of the Astros, who used to be with St. Louis, was one of the prime users of this and a guy who had taken it to new levels. So there was some really important statistical information and data that was stolen. And I agree with you. You know, at the moment, it's allegations. There are no charges. But St. Louis team is already pretty much admitting that somebody in there did it. They're saying it was not a higher-up who had made the decision, but rogue employees. So this is going to be serious. Major League Baseball will do something about
it. Well, that's what I was wondering. Whether does Major League Baseball pay the bill or say they become the adjudicator and it doesn't get to the courts, or what happens?
No. This is going to court too, because this is going to be criminal violations.
Really?
And the FBI is going to be involved.
Of course. The FBI has got nothing better to do than chase people around because of baseball hacking.
There's a good lesson though for all of us, and although the executive is denying this, earlier reports were that the hacking was not terribly sophisticated, nor did it have to be, because the exec used the same passwords at Houston that he did in St. Louis, and therefore it was was easy pickings for the guys in St. Louis to find out what passwords he used.
Yeah.
So the lesson to all of us is not to use the same passwords for all of our accounts.
There you go. All right. Speaking of the FBI, the number 8 item this week on the countdown focuses on the search for those prisoners. Did you know that at the moment, the taxpayers of the state of New York and Vermont and Massachusetts and then all of the federal taxpayers are coughing up $1 million a day to chase these guys around? And that since there are 130 escapees right now on the streets of America, and since 2013 or the last 3 years, I think, over 2,000 people have escaped from prisons. And we spend tens of millions of dollars as a whole unit at the FBI that does nothing but go chase these people around. And then the suggestion that one of the reasons that this could be is because these people that escape are so tough and so difficult to manage, the prisons make it easy for them to get out.
Like
that one? I thought you'd like that one.
Before I started teaching at Bentley University, I taught in the state prison system in Massachusetts in a number of their different prisons. And they find this extremely embarrassing when someone does escape, and they really make it very difficult. But some of these guys are absolutely amazing. I had as a student of mine at Walpole, the maximum security prison in Massachusetts, a guy was the only prisoner to ever successfully escape from there, and he was brilliant. He was working on the chaplain's automobile in their auto shop. He made a false compartment in the trunk. He was a small guy, so when they searched it, it looked like it was empty. He drove out the front door, and he was out on the streets for 5 years. Became a pillar of society in Ohio before he was caught and brought back to Massachusetts to finish his sentence.
The Rachel Dolezal case. Anybody get sued here? I don't know. I'm asking you.
There's some misrepresentations that she has made, but none of them appear to be actionable. So this is one of these things where I don't think it's going to end up in court in any fashion. It's embarrassing to a lot of people. It's created a lot of discussion, but this is one that, thankfully, I think the courts will stay out of.
All right, in terms of discussion, 30 seconds for this kid who shot up the Charleston church. Death penalty, but yet...
Yeah, you know, this is something they go, oh, you're going to call it a hate crime. You know, you call something a hate crime sometimes when it makes it a more serious crime. This guy committed 9 murders. He's definitely, a death penalty candidate.
Hi, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney here. Check out his website, scamicide.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.